assume you would start immediately developing a job description and start recruiting for that position?
Yes, but I would want to consult with the personnel committee of the board and others to be very clear what it is that the foundation did expect from a national program director in the coming period of time. I think Jabari and others have mentioned the importance of having a shared vision of programming, and I want to be sure if we go ahead with that process that the board would be supportive of that. And I think there's already been a discussion in the personnel committee about some of those issues related to hiring.
Finally, in terms of revenue projections, are there any very, very soft projections in here that we may or may not realize?
Well, one of the dramatic things in the whole budget is that there is a the revenue projections from last year and from this fiscal year to the next fiscal year, the actual revenues are slated to grow nearly 15%. From FY03 to FY02, from FY02 to FY03, 15% increase in revenue. And that's based on the wildly successful fundraising that we've had this last 9 months, though it's we are still being conservative about that figure. So we do believe that the goals that have been set by the stations are realistic. We don't want to be too positive, shall I say, or optimistic about the fundraising capacities of the stations, especially if the economic crisis worsens, and we've all been concerned a little bit about donor fatigue. But that hasn't seemed to be an issue, and all our station managers and business managers are convinced that the same levels of fundraising can go on.
Does this budget revenue projection assume that there will be a reduction in premium costs?
Yes, especially WPFW. Tony and I, we have been working together so we can see what kind of other sources, vendors, that is, so we can have a reduction in that premiums for WPFW. I just would like to say, please keep in mind, guys, that this is just a budget. There's a big difference between a budget and a cash flow. We would like to see a lot of staffing in the budget. But my question to you guys, how are we going to fund for these positions?
Right. Okay. Carol was next, then Jabari. I'm sorry. It was Carol, David, Jabari.
I have a few questions. Like Marion, I want to confirm that the national budget includes a national program director.
This is WBAI in New York, WPW in Washington, D.C., KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno.
National Communications Director. Is that all in that budget?
Okay, yes. The proposed additional positions are the Communications Director, the National Technical Director.
The National Development Director.
Is included in the budget.
Is included.
Yes.
All right. Now, confirming that, not knowing the salary ranges and not being able to compare this against last year's expenses is difficult, but I want to make a couple of comments. I see a national development director and don't have an objection to it, but I don't see a line item income thing that tells me what the target is so that we can evaluate the position. For instance, is our targeted fundraising at the national level here higher than what we targeted last year significantly so that we can see that the national development director is paying his or her way? Are we going to get more income out of that is my question.
Yes, hopefully. The issue really before, I think, for us at the national office is what kind of fundraising do we want to be doing, because mm-hmm. there's three different conceptions that have been thrown out over the last several months. One is a strategic fundraising campaign around the archives. Two is some kind of capital campaign. And three is some kind of campaign around the endowment, a programming endowment. And if you remember, our programming endowments were radically depleted over the last year and a half. So what we're really looking for more is this issue of planning to come out of a development director to develop and then launch at least we think, you know, one of those campaigns, and I think, and what I propose, and I know the board, many members of the board share this, is an archives fundraising campaign as a start, because that can be, you know, there's a lot of momentum behind developing and launching that part of it.
All right. So in this budget, we're seeing under PRA, $80,000 in listener support, $80,000 in other income, $70,000 in sales, and $25,000 in grants. Would we want to put another sum in here as income that we're expecting or targeting this development director to raise?
Yeah, we just.
I'm on the page one consolidated draft budget fiscal year 2003 CS equals 20%.
Yeah, we just don't have that ready, Carol. That's our problem here. We can't put the cart before the horse, so to speak, because we need to develop that plan.
No plan.
And there's no cost, there's no budget for it, so it's not reflected in here. But the first thing we have to do is get a development director to get that planning underway,
all right,
and then come back to the board of finance committee and make a budget change and propose some kind of fundraising campaign.
Okay. Now I've got some more questions. I see.
Carol, excuse me. Could I just speak on that position?
Yeah.
The national office, as well as the finance office, we're short staffed.
I know.
We have not really had the time to really do the fundraising campaigns that we would like to do. So therefore, this position is a key position to the national office. If we have this person, then this person can better concentrate on the fundraising, which will free up a lot of our time. So we really don't have a direction right now.
I think you misunderstood me.
Okay.
I'm not disapproving of having a development director. I was just looking at the budget and saying, how can we make it balance? And one way we could make it balance would be by making a guesstimate, say, a target, and putting it in the budget of what we hope and expect a development director would raise.
Okay.
As a preliminary figure that we could evaluate over time and say, well, we'd like our development director to raise $100,000 for the archives, or, I don't know, $1 million for the archives, whatever it is, just so that we can see what we're doing here. That's all. It's just a comment. It's not a criticism of having a development director. I want to keep going because I've got some more questions.
Yeah.
I see FSRN. Excuse me. I see the central services and national programming allocations spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And the $354,180 that's in the national programming column that I understand from Dan is being earmarked for free speech radio news by the stations. Is that correct?
Yes.
Where is the expense item? Is it in the station budgets?
It is in the station budget, and that's a part of the central services allocation from the station.
Can I ask you on that item? Are you doing more on that item?
No, I don't understand.
Yeah, where are you on this, Carol?
I'm on the same page.
Okay.
Central services and national programming. It says levy. It's in the middle of the page.
Oh, I see that.
It shows how much the stations are transferring to national and where national is spending it. That's what it shows us, right?
Okay, Carol, if you go to each of the station budgets,
uh-huh,
you will see a section that says expenses.
Uh-huh.
It will tell you the central services, the total that's allocated to the national office,
uh-huh,
the NPPA, the central services that's totally allocated to PNP,
mm-hmm,
and also central services for PRA. So the central services is broken down in the individual station.
Right. My question is, here we're having an interdepartmental transfer, money going from KPFA into the national budget. Where's the expense where the money comes out of our pocket, one of our pockets, and goes to free speech radio news?
Can I speak to that? Also, because I also had a question about that, so maybe,
yeah,
and I don't know if it will help. I noticed in each of the station budgets, on the Pacifica dues, there's a line item for free speech radio news. So it appears as if the money from each station for free speech radio news comes out of the station, goes to national, And then what happened? National pays for it? Why don't the stations just pay directly to Free Speech Radio News?
I think currently the stations are paying Free Speech Radio directly, but that is the policy we would like to implement. I know for a fact that A is probably the only station so far that has dispersed any money.
But again, and maybe this is just a where it is on the page question.
Yeah, Leslie,
but
I think it
page,
is.
On the page, it looks as if money go. And I'm looking actually at the KPFA budget. It's on the Pacifica dues. Free, it's code number 6410, Free Speech Radio News. It's on the second page of the KPFA budget. And there's an allocation here of $66,900, whatever, for Free Speech Radio News. But the way I'm reading that, because it's under Pacific dues and not under programming expenses, it looks as if it's going to Pacifica. And then I'm assuming Pacifica turns it to Free Speech Radio News. So why is it there? Wouldn't it be clearer if that's not what's happening to put it under programming services, that the program is, that the station is buying this news program from Free Speech Radio News?
Leslie, if you could just go to the consolidated page where it says national programming.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just having a terminology problem right now, but that's where the money. If you go across central services and national program, you will see the $354,000.
I see it. All right, so now coming back to my question under the expense.
Carol, can I just take a second now?
No.
I made a comment. I need. Can I just do this? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I think the staff is recommending a change in policy, Leslie, where by the central, the national office pays the whatever it is.
Yeah, but it's not in their budget to pay them. That's why I'm asking this question.
But she said it is in there.
Where?
It's in there to pay the
Is it under programming, national office, $603,150? Is that the expense item?
No, Carol. It is. If you look at the consolidated,
yeah.
National programs has $354,000. But KPFA, the $543,000, that's part of that is dedicated to Free Speech Radio.
Right. Who writes the check? Who writes the check to Free Speech Radio?
Well, effective October, the policy, and I think I've included it in the policy and procedures that's included in each year book, the station will directly write the checks to Free Speech Radio.
Okay.
Okay. So then I mean, we can talk about
right.
this later, whatever, but I found this also quite confusing
right.
in the budgets and, you know, might want to suggest that it go... That line item for each budget not go under the category of Pacifica, whatever it's called, Pacifica dues, but under programming.
Well, I can take recommendation of how we should really allocate it in the budget. I am open for suggestions.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm having the problem, Yasmin, is I can't see where the expense item is in the national budget. We've given the money to national, but we haven't shown national paying it out. And if it's come from the station to the national, but national in the budget, and it's also showing the station paying Free Speech Radio News, then it's having the station pay it twice.
Double, yeah.
That's the question I've got, and Leslie's got. So maybe it's just we need to.
I think just for the time of interest, I think after the meeting, you and I need to get together, and I will better explain because it's there.
All right.
Maybe I said it's the way we allocate it. But I up to suggestions to see how we can better format so it can be clear to everyone.
Good. All right. I'd love a couple of other questions. We have a capital budget here.
Yes, and I lost my Carol, before that happens, who's going to pay Free Speech Radio? The national office or each of the five stations?
It is targeted for the five stations to pay Free Speech Radio directly.
What happens if one station doesn't do it?
Their budget.
Yeah, there's a couple of things just to explain. That's a grant, a 30% or roughly, I think it's actually less, 27 or 28% of a grant that comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to Pacifica. That percentage portion of that grant is known as an NPAG grant, which means National Programming and Productions Acquisition Grant. And the funds from that CPB, that 30% from that CPB, funds that are actually for the stations. It's a grant from the CPB to the stations. 30% of that has to be spent on national programming of some kind. So that's what the local stations have earmarked for spending that portion of the grant. So that's actually a couple of different things, both the terms of the grant that require that to happen, as well as our own internal policy and decision-making that is happening around that.
I have some more questions.
Okay, let me just say it's a quarter after 12. There is a buffet lunch thing like yesterday at 12:45. So that's, I would like to... No, not free. I didn't say free.
Nothing.
I said a buffet
nice
luncheon like free. Yesterday. I was yesterday free. No. So I just want to keep that in mind. Carol, David, and Jabari.
All right. This is just an issue. Looking at the consolidated budget, whether we're looking at the 15 or 20%, we go down to cash flow activities, use of funds at the end, and we see the capital budget. We see computer equipment, transmitter equipment, capital improvements, equipment reserves, debt retirement, mortgage payments, severance payments, severance payroll taxes, things that are reserve accounts and capital that came in. Every single one of our radio stations, after we budget for the capital expenses, would be running a deficit. Before we budget for the capital expenses, KPFA would be in the black. KPFK and WP...
They all accept it.
All except K would be in the black. But what happens here is that it looks like under the 20% levy, we can't have a capital budget for any of our stations can't put away any capital reserves or equipment reserves or put any money into that. So that concerns me. I mean, Jabari's raised some really important questions about what are we doing about reserves and capital planning. And with all of our money going into operating expenses so that we can't do that, that concerns me about the levy problem that we've got. I think it's a big problem, and this isn't a balanced budget. It is a deficit spending budget if we look at the overall capital needs of the foundation. It is a $407,000 deficit.
That's cash flow, isn't it?
And also the debt retirement. This is where it's very important for each person to understand the difference between cash flow and budget. Here we have a budget. Then when you present it as a cash flow, we will have a shortfall. Uh-huh. And this is the point I'm trying to make.
Well, we've got that debt retirement in there, which is really very provisional because we don't think we really have that debt. It's all under a lot of its
challenges. That's still in negotiation, but we'll probably have to pay a part of that debt. I don't know how much at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we move on, David?
Yeah, Dave Furtick. The May meeting in Los Angeles, we discussed the... Excuse me, there's a little noise in the room. We discussed the reporting characteristics to indicate that there not be any real big lump sum sort of undistinguished expenditures. But I do notice, and I know, and this is a spectacular report, I do know a lot of the work that went into this at KPFK and all the other stations was enormously time-consuming and difficult. And I really, I applaud you for this extraordinary report, the best funding report that I think Pacifica probably has ever seen, certainly in the last 10 years. But the point is that there is in the consolidated draft budget, in both of them, the categories of consultants and administrative. And the administrator, for example, totals out at just under $3 million. Consultants totals out just under $300,000. And I think that as much work, more work as it would be, I think we need to really incorporate and enculturate the explanation and breakdown of those kinds of expenditures, because in the concept of transparency, we need to make sure that everyone sees what those expenditures are. And if you could just briefly, characterize what they are, and then we could talk about how in the future, or maybe even in the revision of this, explain those.
Okay. The word consolidated means You take all the expenses, the revenue from your each station, and you just have them in one total. While the consolidated income statement gives you an overview of the detail that's behind the consolidated, if you want me to, I can do a more detail. But well, all I'm doing is transferring the numbers that are projected.
You misunderstand my point. I recognize that it's a consolidated budget, and I recognize that it's from the various stations, national office, and archives. But, for example, the national office has an administrative cost of just a hair under $800,000. Consultants, just picking it out, WPFW, $30,000, administrative, $293,000. That's a vague and broad category that I think we need to have some reportage to the listeners and supporters as to what those expenses actually represent, because having sort of, it's almost like having other, or general and undistinguished amounts. And so I'm wondering how we would go about effectively reporting what those actually are.
David, if you look at the page station budget and the national office budget, it is much more broken down. Now, there may be need for further breakdown. But administrative is broken down onto telephone, radio lines, postage regular, postage messenger, associations and periodicals, professionals, et cetera. There's like two dozen categories within administrative expenses for each of the stations. So it is broken down.
No, I'm saying in the consolidated budget, if that could be delineated to say that's what those are, that would be helpful, is my point.
David.
David, that's probably good.
You can't do that.
No, if you would like that information to be available, I can get that information, but it will not be anytime soon. I can give you more detail if you would like.
All I'm saying is that the consolidated budget reflects the general categories of what those represent.
I do understand 100%. You just would like to see more detail on the consolidated budget. So we will no longer use the word consolidated. We will now use the word detail, income statement.
Well, okay, can we work out that detail later? Because I'm not sure that everybody agrees with David.
Right.
Janice?
I think we just not reading the budget right. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
We aren't correlating the two parts together. I had the same problem. I said, what is administrative? And then they said it's all these different line items.
Guys.
So we just have to learn how to correlate the two parts.
I will take recommendation.
Right. Okay, thank you.
If it. Anyway, it's going to be easier for you guys to understand the budget. We can have a meeting with the finance committee. You just give me the recommendations. You just direct me, and I can have those detailed budgeted for you.
Okay, we have Jabari and then James and then Marion. Again,
no, Marion Barry, not James.
No, I'm sorry. James had his hand up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Right. It was Jabari and then James and then Marion.
I thought you were mixing it up again.
I knew what you thought. Okay, Jabari, again, it's 25-12, so.
Okay. Jabari Zakiya. I had some general comments about the staffing national positions, and just some comments for listeners and board members to really consider, because this is really detailed kind of stuff, and it can get really anal. And
come on with it now.
but it's important, because you gotta know when you're distinguishing between, as Yasmin say, when you're distinguishing between projection of goals versus actual cash flow and revenue versus is this really what you need to do to fulfill the mission? Because one of the major problems I have with this, quote, budget is that in the position for national program director, that really functionally means nothing in the sense of mission fulfillment. Because you can't do national programming with one person sitting in a position called national program director, okay? That person can't answer the phones, write letters, get back with people, because we have a contract where we had a national program that we're paying $500,000 to do. So that tells you the level of programming, the level of expenditures you need to allocate to do real national programming. The technical director Then to me, Don Musel is not what I'm talking about when I talk about a techno development director. All he does is do maintenance. He looks after our trends. He is not the kind of person, and that's not the kind of activity that I envision. I envision the kind of stuff that Pete's doing that has to do with going into the stations, making assessments of the studios and other things, and having a team of people who can go in there, bringing in listeners, bringing in people with technical skills, and going in and fix these things, so that you can do real stuff, like have internship programs where you can teach people to come in and know how to do radio. Get with BIX. Get that kind of stuff going. That's when I'm talking about technical development. I'm not talking about infrastructural maintenance. But the issue that we're talking about, and it gets what you're saying, some of what you're saying, Leslie, and some of what Rob is saying, that when you sit down here and actually try to think about implementation, it is clear that we don't have a plan of what we really want to do. Okay? We really don't have a plan of what we really want to do. We have ideas and concepts, but we don't have a plan. In other words, when we leave here today, you got to buy this by this day, you got to have this in position by that time, and blah, 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 because after so much, you will have the capacity to do A, B, C, D, E. We haven't had those discussions. So we really can't do that level of planning. And in the reality, as an interim board, with all these other things we got to do, we really won't. But I would suggest that this is a good exercise, because if people out there who are listening want to be on the board, or think they know people with the skills to sit on the board to deal with these details, and for people who are on the board who under elected situation where we're not cramped for time to do specific, you know, certain things under a certain time frame, that we really need to engage in the understanding of what it really would take to do these things correctly. And the issues with you saying, Carol, see, we haven't had the time to have real good finance committee meetings, because all of us are just swamped with time doing multiple things. I know I am, and it takes a lot just to learn how to read these statements. You're going to have to sit and really soak these things in. And it's hard enough when you have it in front of you, so I can imagine what it's trying to be like if you're sitting out there listening and you can't see any of this. So those are my general comments. And we're all trying hard to do this thing. And it's a learning process for me and everybody involved. So I just want the listeners to know that we're struggling with this thing as much as it sounds like it is. Okay.
Thank you, Jabari. Okay, Yasmin wants to say something. Then
no.
I have James and Marion. And
I do applaud David, because one of the responsibility as a board member is to make sure he understands this budget. And, David, I do applaud you. If there's anything more that I can do for you to understand this budget, I'd be more than happy to do that, because this is a very big issue, and this is going to be the goals, the foundation, and where the organization, you know, this is how we're going to be measured. So I do applaud you for trying to understand this budget.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate
okay,
it.
We have James.
I'm still working on it, but... It's just the characterization of the financial expenditures not be generalized too much. That's my only main point there.
Okay,
thank
well
you.
Taken.
Thank you. Okay, so with James.
Yeah, if I may suggest, I was reading over the budget the other day for KPFK, and I noticed that they took a chart of accounts, and then they broke down by line, each chart line number, item number. And they gave a narrative on that. Perhaps that might be a standard.
What page are you on, Matt?
Well, I think every station has narratives, but they're different.
Yeah.
Right, the narratives in each station are very different.
Yeah, well,
maybe
I think that if we had a standard format similar to this, because this is excellent, it talks about listener support, it gives a narrative breakdown on that, and it's very thorough. I think that would be helpful, Dave, for you, certainly, when you're looking at the detailed consolidated budget, and then be able to look at the individual station budgets. I think that would be very good.
That was KPFA that did that.
Yeah, that oh,
again, no, all the stations did have a narrative, but they are very different.
I apologize.
So maybe Yasmin can work Maybe Yasmin can work with the station business managers and general managers to come up with a standard way to do the narrative. To standard way to do the narrative might be helpful.
Certainly, I would try to see what part of the day time I will be able to do that.
Great. Maybe a way to ease that burden on you then is maybe this board could just ask all the stations to follow the narrative pattern laid out by KPFA. So you don't have to do anything.
Leslie, that's something that the finance committee, all of this kind of stuff would be worked out under the finance committee with policies and procedures and stuff like that.
Great, thank you. Okay, Marion was next, then myself, and then Rob.
Well, let me say a couple of things. One is that it's my understanding on budget and that the consolidated budget really is the compilation of all the individual budgets, and that the detail is not in the consolidated budget. It's in the individual budgets. And so that's, I would suggest that that seemed to be the case here. So that $2.9 million for administrative would be backed up with a series of information from each of the stations in the national office. My question is, do we have a line of credit anywhere?
No, we do not.
Can we get one? I'm asking the context that usually organizations have dips and valleys and mountains in their revenue, and a lot of people use lines of credit as a way of bridging that gap. And secondly, I don't know whether or not we're eligible for this or not, but some organizations issue what's called revenue anticipation notes. I know governments do that. And it seems we ought to look in the possibility of whether or not we can do the same thing so we can help solve this uneven cash flow problem and make life easier for everybody. Have we tried to get a line of credit anywhere?
Yes, and they will not give us one.
Do we have a man on the board got about $1 million they could figure in
there? Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
one time
you.
We called up one bank and they actually listened to the radio station and said, oh, you guys are crazy. You owe $3 million in debt. We're not giving you any money.
Well, I would like to look into the revenue anticipation note process, see if not the Pacifica Foundation is eligible to issue revenue anticipation notes.
Great.
And get because I do investment banking, so I just try to check it out and see if that's
okay. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
I just have a few comments I wanted to make, and then Rob, I think, was the next and last. One is in the one detail in the national budget detailed, not the consolidated one, but the detailed one. There's a line item under programming expenses called satellite interconnect, and it's budgeted at $54,000. Is that the KU satellite? I'm confused because I thought that was picked up. The expense of that was picked up by KPFA. Is that not true? Or?
No, that's just the cost of the satellite operations. So KPFA, that the physical, you know, satellite and the sending the signal, bouncing off the KU.
Well, I'm confused, but here's Jim Bennett, who's the station manager. Maybe he can shed a little light on this.
I imagine that is that in the national budget that you're talking about? I imagine that is the cost of the individual receivers that some of the Pacifica affiliates have that actually Pacifica paid for. So, but in terms of ongoing expenses, there is the payment for the actual use of the satellite, which does not belong to Pacifica. It belongs to we're going out on the satellite right now, the Evil Empire Clear Channel, but
right.
we don't own the satellite, but we pay rent to have satellite space.
Okay, so who pays that rent?
Pacifica National pays rent for the space on the satellite.
Okay, so that clarifies that. Right. That's what that item is then. Okay, then
and it also probably includes fees to be entered. Connected to the public radio satellite as well, the other public radio satellite as well.
Okay, thank you. Then just a few other quick comments. One is that I noticed as I look through this stuff that there are, actually it wasn't even in this packet, about a month ago or whenever the audit was done, we got the audit and preliminary budgets, and in that we got the staff salary breakdowns. for most of the stations. And I looked over the stuff, and I was struck by how wildly different the staffing patterns are. I don't have the figures in front of me, but some have very large staffs and some small. Some have, you know, a much higher percentage of full-time compared to part-time and stuff. And I don't know what to do with that. I just wanted to notice it and maybe think about that, that if we're running a radio station or five radio stations, and there may be some similarity in staffing needs, you know, not that every station has to have the exact same staff, but anyway, and something, like I said, are very large, and it just, I wasn't sure what to do with that, since some of the stations have much smaller staff and yet are on the air 24 hours a day also. So it's just something to look at. The other thing is obviously that there are obviously different numbers of listener donors at each station. So if we're looking at listener income as part of the narrative that we get about each station, I would like to know how many donors are contributing to that total pot of listener support. Not only the numbers, if there was even a way to give a average, you know, what the average donation is, that I think would be useful information. And then the other two things that jumped out at me a lot when I looked at the station budgets was the discrepancies, the differences on premiums, especially the cost of the premiums and the bank charges, and Jabari Rose and so that. And those, again, I'm not saying that every station has to pay the exact same amount for premiums, but there was such fluctuation there that it might be really useful in the coming months to try and do some analysis of why some stations pay so much for premiums, how those costs could be brought down, you know, et cetera. Finally, the other thing I want to say is that there were also some, you know, some line items that it wasn't clear why there was such a big jump or why it's such a big, you know, drop from last year and stuff. But instead of going through all that now, and given what you said at the very beginning of this, that in your discussion with the managers, you thought you wanted to do for this first 6 months a 20% levy to the national and then bring it down over the coming months, that what I would propose that we do is adopt this budget with an understanding that we're going to get a revised or updated or, you know, whatever the word is, adjusted budget in at the December meeting. But I don't want to hold up the work at all the stations and the national office, but I do think we should need to see revised and updated budgets, especially given those allocations. So Rob was next. And then Ray.
Thank you, Leslie. What I would like to merely suggest is that Dan, if you, in association with Yasmin and Joyce Snowden, for example, could begin conducting some regular discussions with the Finance Committee about these national office functions, so that, for example, we can look into the issue that Carol mentioned of What do we need to be investing capitally in our stations and our technical facilities, and what options do we have for a national fundraising and development staff person in office to identify resources to help those things? What can we do to establish better standards for staffing at the station level? So some stations aren't, you know, very professional in terms of having the right technical capacities on staff, and others don't. If we could just do that as a matter of course over the next year or so, then maybe we would come to some better understandings of how we can do some of these things as we're in transition.
Yeah, we think that's a great idea. We'd be more than happy to do that.
With the Finance Committee.
Yes.
Great. Okay, Ray was...
Actually, I have a simple question. In answering Janice's question about the WBAI, whether there's an item on the budget for WBAI's outreach coordinator, you answered by the affirmative. Are we to infer that this same situation exists at each station, that every position of outreach coordinator is funded in the budget of each station?
No. Again, you know, when we look at positions, we look at the budget, we also have to look at the cash flow, because WPFW right now is trying to allocate some resources. They will not be able to put an outreach person in this budget. However, they will consider it in the fiscal 2004.
They just do not have the income right now.
Wow.
They're looking at other ways of developing, of doing fundraising. Until they can do that, in my conversation with Tony, if we find out that we are, our goals are more than what we have projected, then we will revisit that position, those positions, and then we will include those positions in his budget. But for the best of my knowledge, I think the other stations, they do have those positions. Not, okay. I think KPFK do not have those positions, but they're in the process of also reviewing to see if the money can be allocated to fund those positions. Again, I cannot stress, a budget versus cash flow. Position means cash flow, so we really need to understand that concept. There's a good wish list, but if we don't have the cash flow, we simply cannot fund these positions.
And I think that what we really have to look at for this year coming up, I think, as Jabari was pointing out earlier, is that this is a year of consolidation, a year of consolidating the financial gains that we have made the last year, trying to take care of still some of that devastation, and focusing the next year on that planning process that we all agree was not available to us this year, mm-hmm. and that planning and conceptualization and Pacifica-wide discussion on national programming, on other issues. I think we're very clear on that process, but that's the way I'd like to see us envisage this year, and the national office will certainly take whatever steps we can help to begin, you know, putting those plans into place. But for now, we do want to all be very careful about how we proceed to make sure that these hard-won gains are not frittered away, and I know they won't be. We have great business managers and managers around the Pacifica Network, and I'm sure we're going to stay disciplined and focused on what we have to do over the period of time ahead.
Okay. Janice and then Carol, and if anybody else, we need to wrap it up.
Some really quick questions and comments. One thing that was helpful with me is I got to see how other stations funded things, and like the internship program at KPFA is funded through the California Arts Council. So that's something we can think about in every other state, that maybe we can get those kinds of grants.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my notes, I couldn't find it again, so if this is like totally crazy, what is she talking about? We'll just keep going. I had notes about the legal and professional fees through September 2001 was $173,315. That seemed so low to me when they were carrying on so in the national office. So does that number ring a bell to you? Maybe I read something wrong.
Is that on the national budget?
In the national budget?
Oh, okay.
That's projected for the coming year.
What we are projecting, because we hopefully we can negotiate some of these legal fees, but we still have a debt of 1.5 that includes the consultant,
okay.
And also what happened is that that's coming from fiscal 201. Those expenses were incurred in 201, so now we're not going to take it over in the expense-wise, but cash flow-wise, we will have to pay those expenses.
So you're saying they exist, but we can't see it in that year.
They do exist, but they are included in the fiscal 201. Right. But they are on the what you call the balance sheet. They're just waiting to be paid.
Mm.
So there's a difference, again, you know, with your expenses for last year versus the expenses. We're just projecting. I think we're projecting around $120,000 for just legal expenses for this year.
Let me just clarify this.
The budget for the national office for each of the stations for the archives basically assume a clean slate,
mm-hmm.
right? There's zero money. This is what we think is going to come in, and this is what we think our expense is going to be. At the bottom of each budget, there's something called adjustments, or is it whatever it's called, which include things like debt retirement and other issues that are really, you know, often carried over from the last year, right? But the budget part of the budget, the income and the expenses, or start from zero, right? This is what we think the income is going to be and where it's going to come from. This is what we, based on previous experiences, what we think the expenses are going to be. Okay. So those other things like debt retirement from before are in another category.
Okay. And the last question is, this is grant revenue. I saw under PFW, $33,296 had $90,000. I wonder if they could share with us where they're getting the money, because maybe we can use it throughout the, no? What? Yeah. Does this ring a bell?
Are we talking about ex?
I just said grant revenue, and I'm wondering if what are some of the other avenues we can explore throughout the network.
Oh, this is for other grants.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where are they coming from?
Those will be typically fairly small grants that come from a variety of different foundations, or what we kind of pick up along the way. Actually, no disrespect intended, but these are small grants $10,000 here, $20,000 here, $50,000 there, and they come from a variety of different sources. I don't know exactly KPFK and PFW source. Which one is the PFW? Do you
remember? Okay, so that's another thing to look into, grants, right? Potential for grants.
Small grants.
Did somebody else have their hand up, Carol? And then we really need to...
All right, I just want to understand, when we're looking at the budget and we're looking at the operating surplus deficit line,
okay,
on the consolidated draft,
page
one, consolidated draft, 20% allocation. Looking at the operating surplus or deficits in the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
That's after the central services levy has been transferred.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So we're showing that the national office is short $272,000.
Based on the 20% allocation. Yes.
And we're showing this $354,000 that's going to go to Free Speech Radio News, so it's not going to cover the national deficit there, right?
Right, because it's not a part of the net. The revenue does not belong into the national.
So in order for, and KPFK has also got an operating deficit of $124,000.
I think just before I came, they did a revision, so I think they're going to be even. I think you guys have a balanced budget now. Is that correct, Eva? Okay.
All right. So my question then is, KPFA, BAI, and WPFW, and national programming show a surplus. So in addition to the levy, are we going to have other internal transfers to keep these other units, stations, departments running this year above and beyond the levy? Is that what we will do to keep them running?
No. We go back to that development person. If we hire that person, maybe this person can look into other ways of getting revenue, and we are hoping that this person will assist the national office to reduce the debts. Basically, if we cannot afford certain things, we will just have to cut it out of the budget.
So we won't spend it,
no.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if I might suggest that we, if we have a motion, a motion to adopt the budget, understanding that we've raised a lot of concerns and questions and suggestions, that we adopt the budgets as they were presented to us, and ask Yasmin, the controller, and the finance office to present to us in December adjusted budgets, which will take into account the concerns that have been raised here, and I assume the finance committee will meet and maybe articulate other concerns that we'd like the budgets to try and address.
So moved.
Is that okay? So moved. And the second.
No, I just want to make a quick comment, final comment. It has to do with the conceptualization of the so-called levies on the stations. I just want the listeners to know that from a national perspective, there's only one type of money that we're dealing with, and that's Pacifica money. We have multiple generating entities.
Right, we have the CPB money too.
My point is, whatever revenues we raise is Pacifica money. It's not KPFA money. It's not BAI money. It's Pacifica money. It is raised and generated through various different entities with various different activities. But from a budgetary perspective, and I think if people can start to think like this,
if we think like a network and we say there are certain things we as a network want to do, most of what we do now is in radio. We got 5 radio stations. We got PRA. So how do we best use all of this, all of these financial resources to accommodate whatever goals that we want to do? And I'm saying this because, again, part of the political tension among board members and people out there is that I don't think we truly understand, or we're not, or at least I would like to see more statements to the fact that we are really and must be a national network. And we are and must start to act and behave and conceptualize like a national network. And in fact, I think we really need to restructure our whole monetary and financial listing so that we more philosophically look like a national network.
Okay, and there's a motion on the floor that we adopt the budgets with an understanding that they will be, that we'll review, adjust the budgets. And the questions and called. All those in favor, I think we can do this by a show of hands, please raise your hands. And any objections? One objection and abstentions? No. So,
can I ask Carol what our objection is?
Of course.
I don't want to approve deficit spending for the national office.
Might we ask that the national office and the finance office and the finance committee pay particular attention to that item, when so that when we get an adjusted
in December,
budget,
maybe we can bring us back in a balanced budget for that office.
Right, just that we aim for that balanced budget by the adjusted in the adjusted budget. Okay, so that was the vote. Before we break, two things. One is that from 1 o'clock, I'm not sure if it's until 3 in the afternoon or 5 in the afternoon, KPFT and Free Speech Radio News are providing a training, a news production training here at the hotel in the presidential suite. So anybody who's listening right now to the 5 wants to come over to the Warwick Hotel on the presidential suite on the 12th floor, anybody who's here. We are running late on this agenda. I want to suggest to the board, I believe the buffet is being served again downstairs. I would like to suggest, and hopefully people agree, that we reconvene in a half an hour. So people go downstairs, get their food, and bring it up here. It's going to take 10 minutes to get downstairs, another 10 minutes to get your food. That other people who are doing the buffet, let the board people get their food first so that they can come back up here. That because we have a lot to do this afternoon, affiliate proposal and bylaws. So is that okay with people? Can we do that? Half hour break, get your food and bring it up here. So it's now 5 to 1. Why don't we say at 1:30 the meeting will convene again? I would suggest that people be back in the room at 1:20. So we're going to begin at 1:30. Yes.
I just wanted to clarify statements that were made earlier.
Attention,
concerning,
please, everybody.
Folks.
I just wanted to clarify some statements that were made earlier concerning the Mumia's legal situation.
Okay.
I just spoke to Dr. Susan Ross, who is with the New York City Free Mumia Coalition, and she clarified that actually both statements were correct. The judge, and the, with no evidence, had changed is charged from removing from death row to assigning to a life sentence. However, both people trying to free him and the government, Pennsylvania State, I believe, Pennsylvania put charges to stay the decision to demand that the death penalty remain.
Okay,
and the other side.
Can we clarify this later? Because all we need is to know what sentence to put into things.
No, I was just saying that actually it's a life sentence only because the decision it's on death row only because the decision to put him on a life sentence is stayed.
So technically, right now he's still
on death row. That's the point I was trying to make. Exactly.
At this particular point, they are taking their break for about a half an hour. You are listening to the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting from Houston. I'm Jim Bennett. And in the next little while, during this break, we're actually going to play back a portion of the community comments that took place yesterday evening here at the Warwick Hotel, which I think you'll find to be very interesting and enlightening, and will give you a lot of information about how people are feeling. Yesterday, just to give you some background, there was a day-long discussion about the bylaws where the board received input from the various different local boards and communities who have been involved in these discussions. And then the board also engaged in discussion around it and tried to work through some of the points before coming back in the evening to hear some of the reports, including Leslie Kagan's, we played that earlier, and then also the report from the archives. And then they opened it up to community comment, and that's what we'll go to right now for the next little while. But first, let's re-identify the stations that are carrying this program and bringing you the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting in Houston today and tomorrow as well. You can hear the entire meeting on WPFW in Washington, D.C., KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and WBAI in New York. And our thanks to all of the stations and all of the programmers who made this possible by allowing this program to exist and to be heard on these airwaves. And many of your great programs and programmers that you listen to will return next week at their usual time. So thanks to everyone for making that possible. Let's go now to the general community comment that took place last night at the Warwick Hotel as part of the first evening of the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting.
My name is Rafael Renteria. I am from the KPFK listening area. This is Margaret from the New York listening area. This is Steve from KPFA and Deb from KPFT. And we're here, standing here to request of you that you make certain that there is a bylaws convention a year from the date of the ratification. And we'd like to ask everyone in the room who supports that to please stand up now.
For those of you listening on the radio, a lot of people stood up.
And I think that speaks for itself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The second person was Fernando. Fernando, are you here? If not, we'll go to the third person, Bob Lederer. And then if I could have the list of these people signed up as soon as it's ready. Bob.
My name is Bob Lederer. I'm from the WBAI Signal area. And for those board members and people in the audience here and at home who weren't here earlier in the day, let me just briefly give a summary of one of the proposals for the bylaws that is being considered by the board this weekend. I'm from the Unity Caucus, which is a very diverse group of people from all types of communities in the New York City area that are concerned that the Pacifica of the future, under the whatever set of bylaws are adopted, must truly meet the goals of the original mission, which is to represent the views of the disempowered and the unheard in our communities and across the country, and that we believe that it's absolutely central, and many groups throughout New York City have given input to say that only through self-representation, through guaranteed seating on both the local station boards and the national board, will that voice be absolutely assured to have a seat at the table when decisions are made about the vital issues of the future of this network. And so to that end, we've drafted a proposal for a local boards consisting of 36 people, 15 of which would come from a series of groups that have suffered from oppression, marginalization, exploitation, which includes a series of six groups based on their race and nationality that have been marginalized, and another seven groups from workers to youth, women, people with disabilities, prisoners, lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, and transgendered, as well as cultural workers that have been marginalized in other ways, and that each of those communities represented by those people would have the right to vote, to register and vote for their representative on the board, as well as there being at-large seats and seats by different geographic areas. So we hope that the board will give consideration to that, and we think it's a very important part of truly fulfilling the mission. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Okay, Fernando. Again, we're asking everyone to keep it.
Ken, this is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, KPFK in Los Angeles, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and WBAI in New York.
Okay, it's been going for about 30 seconds.
Very quickly. That's your time. I want to address the issue of equality in Pacifica. I like to think that we all like to have one single rule, one single yardstick for all of us members of the Pacifica family, that whether it is the issue of racism, whether it is xenophobia, whether